Legislation to create a death penalty in state law remains in the Judiciary Committee this week. After three hearings, Chairman Jay Ramirez says the committee will take up House Speaker Mike Chenault's bill again over the next 2 weeks. The state has never imposed capital punishment, but eight men were executed when Alaska was a territory. After much debate, the territorial legislature abolished the death penalty in 1957. Since then, legislation has been reintroduced several times, never successfully. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
Thus far, testimony has been overwhelmingly against the bill. The reasons are many.
The inordinate cost, the lack of value of death penalty as a deterrent, the outrageous capriciousness and lack of fairness in application of the death penalty.
That last reason, voiced here by former Alaska Director of Corrections Charles Campbell, harkens back to 1957. When territorial legislators Warren Taylor and Vic Fisher first moved to abolish capital punishment, their motivating factor was concern about a racial bias in the death penalty's application, a concern shared by Vicki Otte, executive director of the ANCSA Regional Association.
Native people represent over twice the prison population as they do the free population of Alaska. It is very likely this proposed death penalty will affect my people twice as much.
Adi's sentiments were echoed by other Alaska Natives, including Mike Smith, director of subsistence resource management for the Tanana Chiefs Conference in Fairbanks. He testified over the phone.
The question to this committee is not whether Alaska should have a death penalty, but rather whether it is proper to execute minorities in disproportionate numbers to their population.
The Palin administration endorses House Bill 9 in concept. Assistant Attorney General John Novak says that even people serving life sentences can find ways to kill again.
Is there a way to protect the innocent people in our community short of capital punishment? I submit that there isn't.
Under the legislation, a local district attorney would be able to seek the death penalty in cases of first-degree murder, pending agreement by the state attorney general. A person found to be mentally retarded would not be sentenced to death, but to prison. Once a person is sentenced to death, the case would be reviewed by the state Supreme Court. The method of execution would be lethal injection. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.